All right, good work. I'm sorry for the delay. Okay, we're middle of Siv Ches, Shimon Ches, Siv Ches. Believe that we'll finish it tonight and maybe even finish the next Siman Shem Mem Tes as well. So there's a lot here about Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Last week we discussed if you send a Shlich to steal and he steals and then he brings it back to the Meshaleach, at that point it's a Meshaleach Chayv, because the Lashon Ramah is Hamar L'Chavera Lignoiv. Oishalchoi Lignoiv. The Meshaleach is not Chayiv. Pashas, you could say, it's talking about the Meshaleach didn't yet receive it. But we brought down from Ramah early on, Rivash, a Tumul, that perhaps even if the Meshaleach already received it, he'll still be part of the Meshaleach. Is why, look, once he receives it, then he himself is a Ganef without the Pasha of Shlichus, without the Pasha of Shlichus. In the Ramah. All right, so let's just go back over. We're not going to go back into that anymore. Just I want to go back into the Ramah so I could finish the simon tonight. Let's see. Hamar l'chaver nochama. Hamar l'chaver lignoiv. You show somebody where to steal. Or you show who lignoiv. You actually sent him to steal. Ein ha-mashaleach chayiv. The mashaleach is not chayiv. Why not? The ein shliach l'dvar aveya. Because ein shliach l'dvar aveya. So if I send you to steal and you steal, you're a big boy, you have to eat it yourself. You're responsible, and you can't blame me. Divrei Ravid, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishraimin, and you're going to be responsible. That's the Ramah. Okay. Really, this halakha comes from the Rishonim of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. I just want to bring in a nice svari here, is that the Rishonim have a machlokes. What's the lumd of, how does Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira work? If I send you to be Mekadesh Anisha, I'm a Kohen, I send him a Mekadesh Agrusha, you're Yisrael. So let's say we hold Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. What does that mean? That means that the Kedushin is not Chal, or the Kedushin was Chal, just the Aveira doesn't go back to me. Married I will be, just I don't get the Aveira, because you're the one who did the Maisa Kedushin, not me. Is Ein Shlich... Why? I'm sending you to Mekadesh Anisha for me.
It's different than sending somebody to steal.
But the Gemara gives this case as well. If I send someone to Mekai, this is the departure of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. It's like all the cases. I'm asking you to do something. So when I ask you to do a Maisa Kinyan, I ask you to buy something which is also to buy, whatever. Any time that involves a Maisa Kinyan, what's Pshat? It's Pshat, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, and the whole Shlichus is bottled. And if you don't represent me, so when you went to Mekadesh Adisha, it couldn't have been on my behalf, because that's an Issa. So there's no Kedushin, there's no husband involved, because I'm not part of it, because you can't represent me. Memela, there's no Kedushin. The whole Shlichus is bottom. Or Avada the Kinyan is Chal, and I am married to her, just I don't get the Avera, because I didn't do the Maisa Issa. You did the Maisa Issa. I can't be over this if I didn't do it. And Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Is it just the Avera that gets lost, so to speak, doesn't go back to Meshaleach, or the whole kinyan is not
Chal? As long as he's married to her, it's an Avera.
I'm not so sure. Is that true? Yeah? Every second you have another Issa by being? Maybe every beer, but the Metzias, right now, I'm even this every second?
Why not?
Oh, yeah. The Maisa is...
Kedushin's a little different.
Why?
You're saying you need the Das of Meshaleach.
Right.
Usually, in Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, it doesn't matter what the Das of Meshaleach is.
No, so every time I ask you to do a Kinyan, how does that work? The whole thing is not... How does it work? Is it a problem in the Shlichus that there's no... Ribay Hakro, let me say it a little more fundamental. How do we know Shlicha? Maybe there's no such thing as a Shlicha. Tarts is Truma. Gamma Tamla, Rabbi Shlucha Kam. There's a passion in the Torah that says you can have a lot of Shlichas. Well, Chazal understood, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. So that means what? That means that the Torah is never marba Shlichas when it comes to Aveira Dika things. Memela, you. There's no shlichus. It's over. Or no, there is shlichus even for Aveira Dika things. Just Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is that you can't hit me with the Aveira Shabbai. I'm not responsible if you did this and not me.
That's if it doesn't affect you.
Right.
So if you send somebody to steal something, right, and it's an Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, so he stole it, not you.
Right.
By Kedushin, you're getting married.
I'm getting married, but I didn't do
you're
the.
Not
so you, what do you want me to?
So
what? So what you want me to do? What? Say therefore what? I can't get married, or if I got a zecher gehav this? What do you want?
Zecher, you're not married.
Okay. So this.
Yeah, I think. Blush
and ain't shlichu devar aver. Could say ain't shlichu aver. Elamai. To the etemaisa, there's no spatcher of shlichus. Okay. Who has this shaila? The whole world has this shaila. It's a makloikas rishainim, and it's a makloikas akrainim. In fact, some want to say, and that's probably what you brought out of Baba Metzia. Is that a Baba Metzia?
Yeah.
Kedushim. If you look at Mamasiya, Daf Yudam and Beis, there's two Terutzim in Taisis, and the Velt wants to even be Toilet. Makloikis, as if that's what Tais meant, but the Velt wants to be Toilet that the two Terutzim in Taisis had this Makloikis. Is it that there's no Shlichus, and nothing happened, there's no Kedushim, or there was a Kedushim, just I'm not going to be Akroy, I'm not going to have the Avera, because Ain't Shlichus Dvar Avera. That's a Makloikis. Right, okay, I'll even take the Ritva that it's learned out from Sukkim. Divra Adiva Tam is just a Svara Bahama, but it's not Avada to the Raisa. Well, we're going to get to that, Belina, the later tonight. Hopefully, we'll get to that. This Shaila is a Shaila that everybody, not Yehuda, Rekiveg, everyone, all the players that we know of, our players, everyone talks about the Shaila. There's a standard Shaila. So let's just bring it out. Why am I bringing it here? Because the Chemdi Shleimer brings a bishkeshmaka of Svari. He says like this: the Chemdi Shleimer, Bamitzi Yerem and Beis, says from this halacha that says that if I send you to steal, and the halacha is Ein Hamashleich Chayv, because Ein Shlich Devar Veiro is a raya that is no such thing as the Shlich Ledvar Yodik. The whole there's no such shlichus. It doesn't work. I am not a ganav. I am not mekudeshes. The whole chalois wasn't chal. Why? Because if you're going to tell me the other side that avada you are my shlich, and avada what you did, your kinyan that you made is my kinyan, and everything you did is my, what I did. Not just I don't have einshin, I don't have averis. So he said, if I send you to steal, and you do the maisag bon you stole, so if you hold, it's only a problem mitzad averis, but the kinyan goes over, so then I stole, I did a maisag kinyan on this chavetz, I picked this chavetz up, so now I am the ganif, just, I won't get pitch, I won't be able to sigzol. Okay, fine, I won't be able to sigzol, good, that's very nice. But I'm the one who is kind of the chavetz, so it's my dover agonov by me, right? So if that would be case, zakt, so how could it say in a Meshlech Chayv? Avada Meshlech is Chayv. Meshlech certainly should be Chayv in 19. Meshlech just made a Kinyan on somebody else's Chayfetz. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Ayin Abezim Rav that a Ganav is Chayv in 19 Midi Dava Shoyl. So that's it. I am the Shoyl. I just was coining your item and I'm getting handoff from this item. I could use this item. So therefore Midi Dava Shoyl Azada should be Chayv in 19. I should be Chayv in the Karen like every Ganav is Chayv in the Karen. So it's an Oinish to be Chayv in 19. It's a din. If I make a that we paskin that the whole shlichus is not chal and the whole kinyan is not chal because we learned like the other tzad avada the meshalek should be chayv over here by gneiva.
So then it's doubly shvayim rivash. We're not shvayim rivash, but I mean it's like shvayim. The rivash is saying only rama, where ancient it means that there's no kinyan whatsoever.
Which rivash? Last week's rivash?
It's going on this
Shema. The last week's rivash we're talking about. That if it actually the shliach ended up giving it to the mishaleach, will the mishaleach then now turn into a primary ganav? He himself is a ganav, independent of the shliach. That was, but here I want to know. I didn't get it yet. The mishaleach didn't get it yet, but the shliach did it. When the shliach picked up the ganeva, who was kind of that ganeva? Was the shliach kind of the ganeva because the whole shliach wasn't chal, so you can't didn't go to the mishaleach? Or the mishaleach was kind of just the aver didn't go over. If you learn, the mishaleach was kind of so. Why does the mishaleach should be chayv benoitzin? Ela ma'izak techem the shleimim mikain raya that we paskin not like that. We paskin the whole shliach is a nachal. Hazayzak techem the shleimim. Right? Very simple. Kishmak, right? So the problem is, not a problem, but the Nesivis says Fakert. Nesivis is also bothered by this Kasha. If you look at Nesivis in Kuf Pei Beis, the end of Sif Katan Aleph, Toich Dvorov, he bavarns this Kasha. And he says, I, how does it work? I, what happened? L'chayra, the Meshalek should be chayv, if the kinyan was, and the Nesivis passes like that. I don't know why, but the Nesivis says, Roy v'achreinim go like that. Stipler right, yes, in the Sivis, we have the Roiv, but good. The way the Sivis counted, he has a Roiv. The Roiv Achreinim hold that the Kinyan is Chal, just the Einish doesn't go over. So Mamela over here, why isn't the Meshalea Chayev, L'chari, he is the Ganev, he has the Kinyan Geneva in the Chayvitz. So in the Sivis, that Af Chiv Einzin is part of the Chiv Einishu, V'Meshalea Potamei Einish. That which the Torah was Nischadish, that a ganav is chayiv ba'intzin, that he has to pay back the chayfetz, it's also an einish. It's an einish. Memela, that also can't go over. Avada, you want to know who is kind of the gneva? The Meshalech was kind of the gneva. You want to know Lamasha of Shini's kind of who's going to get the kin, who's going to keep the item? The Meshalech will keep the item, let's say. But the fact that to be chayiv ba'intzin, that chayiv is also a oynish dikachiv. It's a patch. A guy who gets a patch, he's chayv boinsin. And that patch we can't give to this mishalek, because mishalek didn't do anything wrong. The shalik did something wrong. Vein shalik that va'avera. The Chavad Shleimer learns that that which a ganav is chayv boinsin is minadin. Midida v'ashoel, it's minadin. No, it's not an oynish. Memela, he brings the raya faket. But the Nesiva says no, that even the chayv boinsin of a ganav is only an oynish, and that oynish also can't go over to the mishalek.
Even if he isn't chayv in ganav, can he hold down on gegambet his chayv?
Well, once a Mishalei gets it, no, he can't hold on to it, because once he gets a L'chai, he himself will turn into a Ganav, like we said last week. Or, better yet, the Chayfetz still belongs to the Nigdav, so the Nigdav could say, Mamani Gabak, I want to get my Chayfetz back. 100%. But the Ganav cannot be Chayv Ainzin, because that Chayv Ainzin is an Einish. And that also doesn't go over, because Ein Shlech Litva Aveiru. Good? So, what? It's a big chiddush in the Nesivis, right? Nesivis making up the chiv ointzin is also a oynish dikidin. But I want to show you that the Nesivis is not far. It's a dova mistabe. First of all, let's just take basic. Veheshiv is exela. The chiv ashava is for sure an oynish. It's an oynish. Avad that the chiv is ben, you allowed to pick it up. But that I have a chiv to give it back to you is an oynish. It's a lava bom klal. It's a lava netiglase. That I say was menatiglav. That's the oynish einshe shalav, like Rashi calls it. Avad that that's an oynish that I got to give you back the chivitz. That for sure the meshaleich won't have. If he steals it through shlichus, the meshaleich doesn't have a chiv to give it back.
It's not his.
It's not his, so Yannick could take it back. But I don't have, I won't have the chiv like anyone else. We're all equal. Maybe Shavis Aveda, maybe. Or if it's God is still by the Shliach, whatever. It's, we're all equal in that.
Not,
let's say like a Shavis Aveda. But that chiv you and I have also. If you see someone stairs on the wheels, have a chiv and Shavis Aveda.
Same way, have a chiv
and Shavis Aveda. The chiv is a ganev has a chiv and to give back to Gneva. That's an oynish.
Why is it the same way you have a person finds an aveda, he has a chiyuv to give it back?
That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah.
So it's also a mitzvah. So yeah.
If it's a lava nitik lase, Rashi says, how does lava nitik lase work? Because it's the asay is the oinish shalav. It's the oinish of the lav. When the Torah gives an asay after a lav, that's the punishment that the Torah is giving for the person to do that, who committed that aveira, that lav. So if the Torah gave veishav is akzela for like six, obviously it's an oinish.
And is there a different meaning? But Shaul said basically you just tell him that you have it and he comes and gets it.
Right, correct. Correct, 100%. I've had the Hashav is Avedi, you don't have to do when there's a hefsid. We have a lot of chilukim. Right? He's correct. Hashav is Avedi was, I told the Bible, pick up your chavit. I don't have to return it.
We're not saying it's a Shavuot Avedi.
That shlichus yad, you could do a yedei shliach. If you're a shema and you send a shliach to the shaleh yad in an item in the dava pekodin, why? Gzeris hakosiv, that's nisrabo, that the shlichus yad a yedei shlichus. But without that gzeris hakosiv, what would be? There would not be a din shlichus yad, and the shema would not be chayiv. Would not be chayiv, right? So now, make a chedron. If you learn zokfrek techem de shlema, light. Like these Rishonim, who learn that the kinyan, every shlichus, ledvarvei, the kinyan is chal, just not the oynish. So when the shema sends a shliach to be shaleich yad in the chayfetz, in the bekodin, the kinyan should be chal, and the shaleich yad, the shema is the one who made that kinyan in the dava pikodin, and the shema should be chayv and einzin. What's going on? So why do I need a new gzeris hakosav, that there's such a thing called shlichus? By shlichus yad, Damiyok, I hold ain shlich ledvar reyer, and the aveira won't go over to the shomer, but the kinyan will go over to the shomer because that is never shter by ain shlich ledvar reyer, and the shomer now has this kinyan, and therefore the shomer should be chayiv on einzin. So to chem the shlomer, that I'm avrad moide that by shlichus yad avad that the chiv einzin is an einish. That's an oynish. By Gneva, I hold it's minadin because the Gemara says mididava shoyel. It's like a regular shayla. But by shlichus yad, which is a chiddush akra, that somebody who shaleik yad, even amnas shalei legainva, you have to know what the chiddushim on the Rishonim say, even amnas leshalim, whatever the chiddushim are in the parsha of shlichus yad, that I'm chayiv, that chiv ointzim by shlichus yad, it's certainly an oynish, and I'm moide that without the extra chiddush akra of shlichus, avada, a shema would not be chayiv an ointzim.
How can you say that it's a, that by Gneva it's an Einish? The Gemara calls it Alma Lava Nidiglasa. It's an
No, that's good for it. That's my raya. Lav and nitig lasei is a karashi. What's lav and nitig lasei? It's a karashi. You do the karashi. That's a oinchei shalav. And lav and nitig lasei means the asei is a oinchei shalav. That's how it's nitig lasei. The Torah says your klep is going to be, not malchus, your klep is going to be, you better do the asei. That's your klep. That's oinchei shalav. That's good for why it's lav and nitig lasei. If it wouldn't be an oinchei, it won't be lav and nitig lasei.
So the guy steals and they pay twice automatically. He pay for one thing is he's a mazik, so he stole, he has to give back the papers. Now he has a new
likeness,
so
how should
he
have
to pay back the
money? Well, that's a Pasha Gzeir. He takes
the right?
No, not Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. Mazik is if I blow it up. I didn't blow up, it's Ben.
After he washes a Gzeir.
Right.
Somebody stole an item.
Right. No. Yana has the right to take it, but Yana Mukhiz gave it back. Your Chayfetz is now in Honolulu. Go pick it up. I don't know. So what do you want from me? I stole it, but it's not. I don't have any dinim on the Chayfetz. It's your Chayfetz that's sitting in my house. So Marshall, Gnevis Akum. If you go like the Urayim, it's a Gnevis. Sorry, it's not mine, but I don't have any dinim on it to give it back. It's not mine. How does it belong to the guy? Good. So his Kenyan wasn't Paka. His Bailus wasn't Paka. It's still his. So Romain is. So that's the same thing here. But the Chiddush HaKrov gives you a Chiv, you got to give it back. That's your Einish. And that Einish also, there's a Chiv, well, I'd like to see if it's even the Chiv Einzin is also an Einish. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a Chiv Einzin on it. But the Chem, what I'm trying to bring out is the Chem the Shleimah himself is Moida. He has to be Moida. It's a Vusha, right? Gemara has a needs a Krav to be Mabu Shlich. Because he himself has a Kasha. Alamai, he wants to say that Shlich Yad is different, that the Chiv Einzin by Shlich Yad for sure is an Einish. It's just the Chiv Einzin of Gneva, there he understands it's not an Einish. Now, once the Chem the Shleimah went to Zayvai, then the whole Chem the Shleimah, Bata Yisai Bata Labinim. Because if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Ayin Bezim and Aleph, which Lachay, where he's coming from, the Gemara says, Midedav Ashoel, but Gemara says, Midedav Ashoel, for a different thing, not for this. You know why Ganev is Chayiv Bainzin? How do we know that Ganev is Chayiv Bainzin? Maybe Ganev is not Chayiv Bainzin. Maybe it's Be'en, he has to give it back, but if it's not Be'en, he's Pata. Who said he's Chayiv Bainzin? Where do we know this from? So Veldwe says of a Midedav Ashoel, it's a toys. You look in the Gemara, that's not Pshat in the Gemara, like Rashi at least. So Rashi in that very same Gemara, how do I know a Ganev is Chayiv Bainzin? Because it's a Gzeiris HaKosev, that a Shaleach Yad is Chayiv Bainzin. Kochik ain't a Ganev Mamish. That's what Rashi says. Means, how do I know a ganav is chayiv ba'intzin? That's from the parsha of Shlichus Yad. That's my only mikor Rashi has, that a ganav is chayiv ba'intzin. So, to the
extent...
I'm not sure that. It's an einish of a chayiv moment. All right. Yeah. So, good. That's how Rashi knows that a ganav is chayiv ba'intzin. Right? So, to the extent the Chem de Shleima is Moida, and he has a right from the Gemara that Shlichas Yad Chiv Einzin is an Einish, and the whole Din Chiv Einzin by Gnev is learned out from Shlichas Yad, and Lekaira, the Chiv Einzin by Gnev is also an Einish. Has to be. That's where it's learned down from. You can't have it anywhere else. And the Nesibis is right. Has to be right. Because the whole Chiv Einzin by Ganev is the same Chiv Einzin of Shlichas Yad. And that Chiv Einzin, everyone's Moida has an Einish. So Mamela, there's no right from here. Avada, we could hold like the poiskim that the kinyan is chal and the yesh shlichas for the kinyan shabayin. Just the avera and the einish doesn't go over. But one of the einishin is a chiv einishin, and that einish won't go over either. Mamela, everything's good. That's why the mashalek is part of. All right, kishma katera. Fine. Let's continue. Miu, sok de rama. Miu, ima shliach eino bar chiyuva. If the shliach is not a bar chiyuva. Yesh oimrim, the meshaleach is chayiv. If the shliach himself is not a bar chayuva, if he doesn't have this chayiv, then the meshaleach is going to be chayiv. There are cases where you have to know mashallah what case it would be by Gneva that the shliach wouldn't be a bar chayuva, because if it would be a cotton or a goy, which is not a bar chayuva, maybe you have a different problem, because ain't shliach is a cotton, ain't shliach is a goyim. The achrayim tum about it, they want to say maybe. For this, there would be a pash, for Aveira, there would be a pash of Shlichas by Goyim. Okay, you have to know. But Pashtis, whatever the case is, but if it's the Eino Bar Chayuva, the Ramah Paskins, Yeshayim at least, Yeshayim, that we do see Yeshlik the Vavir. Now, where is it? Isha is a Bar Chayuva. The Gemara said Isha is a Bar Chayuva. The Gemara, yes, maybe Isha is not Bar Chayuva. The Gemara, but Yos and Ra, really she is a Bar Chayuva. What we really are coming from is the Gemara. The Gemara in Bamitzia, Yedonim Abay, says there, why is Chotz a Koina Gneva? I ain't Shlich Ledvaver. And if Chotz is Mitam Shlicha, it's ain't Shlich Ledvaver, so why should Chotz be Koina? So Gemara says two truths. And one is, when do we say ain't Shlich Ledvaver? When the shliach is a bar chayuva. Mashenke achot, which is not a bar chayuva, then we will say yesh luk devar veira. The other teretz of Gemara holds no, that maybe even if you're not a bar chayuva, it's also ain shliach ledvar veira. Why? Because iboyi avid, iboyi lo yavad. The maisa, the shliach had the choice whether to go ahead and do the maisa or not, and therefore, since ultimately it was the shliach's decision, you can't stick the mashalech with that avera because the mashalech didn't do it, the shliach did it. But if it's bal kocha, it's going to happen automatic, like ve'achotza, once it's in the chotza, it automatically happens, then we will say yesh shliach levi avera. Those are two roots from the Gemara. But it's basically, it's a machloikis in the Gemara, if by einu b'chiyuva, if there's yesh shliach levi avera or not. And it's really, halalocha, pashas, it's a machloikis rishainim. And that's what the Ramad's bringing down over here, yesh shayman, that we pass on like that tzad, that mashalech is chayiv, who goes like that teretz. And the Shach argues, and the Shach and Siv Kanva pass on like the other rishainim. A few lines in, he says, halaysi shom, if you look over there in Kuf Pei Beis, over there also, the Beis Yosef and the Ramal Paskin, that when there's einu b'chiyuva, the yesh shliach levi avera. However, I, the halaysi shom, zok the Shach, Lidino, the ain chilik ben ashlik brachyuva oiloi, ulo oilum ain shlik ledvar vera. Raka vichotz is different, only bechotz, but everywhere else we say ain shlik ledvar vera. So Yisrael is not a brachyuva, correct. That was the case that the Gemara gives to Moshe Loi Satir. Taisis to Moshe Loi Satir, maybe there would be a nafkamina. That was one of the cheshbainas of it in the Gemara. But enochanami. Now, what's the God, just to throw in, Avad, what's Pshat, Iboy Avad, Iboy Eloy Avad. So why should that block it? So some of them claim because the Shliach still has a different Aveir, even if it's not a Baraka Yivi, has a different Aveir called Lifnaiva. So as the Lifnaiva Shabbat, he shouldn't have carried through with the Maisa, and therefore he did, it's his tough luck. Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishaymin, you don't look at me, I'm innocent here. You shouldn't have carried through with the Maisa. Good, but it's a Makloikis in the Gemara, Makloikis Yishaynim, and now La'alok, it's a Makloikis, Ramah with the Shach, how we paskin. Now, you brought down, what about if the Shliach is a Shogeg? So if you look over here, I guess let's look at the smas of Kon. If the Shliach is a Shogeg, we're going to see, let's see the Ramah, the smas, sorry, in Siv Kotten Chaf. So he says that Yeshayim da Mashalech Chayiv. Why? They ain't Shaykhli Mekan the Sava Mashalech the Loyasa Hashliach Mashabikesh Mimenu Mitam the Divrei Rav the Divrei Tam the Divrei Mishayim. Kevin Deinu Barachiv. Since he's not a Barachiv, so therefore Avad he will carry through with the Mice, and since he's going to carry through with the Mice, so then the Mashalech would be Chayiv. Again, that's going like that. Teretz of the Gemara. Uvidaki Moshe Hevi. This is a new din by Shegig. Uvidaki Moshe Hevi Divrei Amodachai Perkamu Davav Metzia. The Kosa B'Shem Moiram. Do me a favor, pick up my item in Yenim's house, my shor. It was never mine to begin with. It was I wanted to steal it. So what do? I send an innocent shliach. Do me a favor, go pick up that chafetz that's mine over there and bring it to me. So the shliach unknowingly went and brought the chafetz to me and just did a maisa gneva b'shegeg. Chayiv ha-meshalech b'achrayis ha-shor b'meshikas ha-shliach. The meshalech is chayiv b'meshikas ha-shliach. Why? The ha-shliach lo yoda shu gneva, because the shliach was unaware that it was gone of. V'shana muk yosef kosa b'perek merubo the ha-shliach is yechayiv. The ain shliach ledvar vera afilu b'mokum shen. So it's a machlekes Mordechai and Numuki Yosef. When a shliach is a shegig, do we say ein shliach ledvar avera or not?
It can make sense that the shliach could be a shliach because he should have asked.
I don't know if he asked a double guess. I told him it's my item. Go pick up my chavitz. Is it? That was one of the sorry, it took so I'm okay. With the air, God, you have to know if he knew about it or not. That was discussed. Right, and then you're in a Konami, and over there talks about. So, why are you going to Yenim's Cheder? Right here, over there, it's the I believe it's from the Chubas Arash, right? I didn't bring that page with me here tonight, but I believe the Chubas Arash, right? He says that we totally disregard that claim because we say why should he enter Yenim's Chatz? He shouldn't have done it, and therefore you knew all along that you're stealing. You're helping the wife, the daughter-in-law, whatever it is, you're helping to steal. And Akhlami, if you have that, you know, then it won't be a shaygig. But if I just tell you, go pick up my chafetz from there, it's really coming from the Mishnah in Tesam and Aleph and Bava Kama, and that's what Taisit says, his alaka. Rashi, late Rashi Pshat, Taisit comes out, late Rashi Pshat, that when do we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira? If the shliach knew what's going on. So you shliach, you shouldn't have gone through with it. Divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Meishaimin. You shouldn't have gone through with it, but to the extent the shliach doesn't know, so you know for sure he's going to go through with it. You know for sure he's going to steal. Whatever, think it's mine. You know for sure he's going to take the shor. So then you can't tie an ein shliach l'dvar aveira, because divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Meishaimin. He didn't know that it's a divrei Rav. He didn't know that it's a maisa gneva. So avadi's going to go through with it, so avadi should be chayiv. And you just read, look, say if you learn this pshat in the Gemara, is iboy avad, iboy loy avad. Here he will be chayiv, the mishleich, because it's not like Yiboyov, Yiboyov. He thinks he for sure is going to carry through with the shlichas, because he has no reason to suspect otherwise. And if the shprat is a bar chayuva, here too, the way the Rishonim explained, it's also, eventually he's a bar chayuva, but the word is that, what's the whole lom that's a bar chayuva? Bar chayuva is that I thought that you're not going to carry through because you're a bar chayuva, you wouldn't want to do averis. But to the extent that you don't know it's an avera, so avad you're going to carry through. So avad the mashalech is going to be chayiv. So that's the shita sataisis. And the Moki Yosef argues and says, no matter what, because enshlik ledvar, we say enshlik ledvar avera, and even if the shlik is a shoygeg, the mashalech is going to be potter. Again, it's a makleikis bishayinim, and it's going to be a makleikis hapaiskim as well. Lahalacha, if you look in the Shach, when he starts over there, Maharshal, it's like five lines when it, towards the end of the line, when the big lines. Maharshal Sham Hisigal Hanamuki Yosef, V'tiach Dvarim Kinegdoi, U'pasak HaMordechai, and Maharshal was adamant to passing like the Mordechai, which is Shita Zataisis, that by Shoigeg we do say Shlech Ledvar Vero. Olafiyani is Daiti Shaloi Kedas Hisigal Alav, V'nir Ika Kedas Muki Yosef. And the Shach is Mairich. For pages, the Shach is Marek to prove why he feels the Moki Yosef is right. So, Lahalacha, we have a Makloikis Rishayinu, which is really Makloikis Mahashal and Shach. Do we say by Shoigeg Yeshu Shliach Ledvar Aveira or not? Agav, the Shach points out, that which the Sma brings down from the Moki Yosef, if you look back in the Sma, towards the end, it says, Moki Yosef Kasa Beperk Maruba, the Hashliach Chayiv, the Shliach Ledvar Aveira, so Mashliach is not Chayiv, but the Shliach will be Chayiv, that the Shach argues with. If you look at the Shach, like a line before that we quote the Mashal, where the Shliach is a Shoigeg, and we do, and the Moki Yosef Shita is, we say, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, so Mashliach is not Chayiv, is the Shliach Chayiv?
What?
Shoigeg. Oh, he's a Shoigeg, so is he Chayiv or not? So if you look over there, the Shach says, "Omashukase b'shem u'namuk Yosef, the Hashliach Chayev lesser. The Lakase u'namuk Yosef shom rakti mikom mokam amashaleich is pato because ain't shlik ledvar avera. Avu sheyehi Hashliach Chayev ain't lezeh tam klal. How could you be mechayev the Shliach? The Shliach doesn't know." As it continues, you can't be mechayev the Shliach. He doesn't know. Whether Mishalech did know, so that goes into the Shiloh, do we say Yeshlech Dvar Aveira when the Shliach is a Shegeg? But to be Mechayev the Shliach, that's impossible because he doesn't know and he's an Oynis and he's going to be Zichah be Potter.
Maybe it means when he keeps in his Bishos, when he finds out, then he...
Oh, when he finds out. So later on when he finds out, then at that point he'll be the Ganef. He doesn't make a new kinyan. I don't know. So at what point is Eva Lay Sigal then when it's in his Bishos later on? I don't know if that's the Mashmois Advarim, but I hear. Fine. Which means, even if we'll say, just to bring it out, there's a ksais ishita, ksais holds that the din, petzatakas potzal, rabbi shegig, kemezer, ain't his karatzen by mazik, that odamud loilam was never said by ganev and a gazlan. So ksais holds that you have to mamish be, the ksais in simukafe, you have to mamish be bemezid in order to be chayiv. Or pashe karvlam is, you have to be, in order to be chayiv. But a few of pashas, in the taisis, Baba Kama, Davdala, I believe, in the Miri, in the Hagoizel Basra. There are a couple of rise in Yishanim, not like that, Avada. We will say the Klal of Odomud Loilam, even by Gnev and Gzela, but that's only if you're a Peshea, a Karvel Peshea, a Oynis Kaveda. But if you're Oynis Gama, Avada, you're going to be Potter. That's how we paskin. So if you're Oynis Gama, you're going to be Potter. This is an Oynis Gama, and Avada should be Potter. You thought the Chafetz belonged to you, and that you were innocent, you did nothing wrong, and Avada, you're going to be Potter. So the Shach argues on that Knech that was brought down. All right, fine. So the bottom line is, we have a Machloikis by Bar Chuyuv if it's Yeshliach Ledvar Aveira, and we have a Machloikis by Shoigeg if it's Yeshliach Ledvar Aveira. Okay, let's try to finish up here. Let's continue. I guess once we're here, I just want to maybe go back.
The
Ksaisen Chaf Hei?
No, the stick of the
Oh, that's right. Right. You see where he says on Mashal Shom Hisig, the mamish the line before, in the middle of the line. Mashkatz v'shein number kiyosef. I just should mention, just to tie the knots here, is if you recall, go back in Ramah a few lines. It says over there, remember he ran out of the city, he hid the goods in the city, he couldn't bring it out, so he sent a shlich into the city to bring it out. So over there it says, "Hashlich chayv l'shalom dehu ika ganev ma'akeh sheyada shu ganeva," because he knew about the ganeva, that's why the shlich is going to be chayev. And the goyin over there, which we already mentioned earlier, the Goyin in Sivkan Kav Zayin says, Ma'akesh Yoda, Avul Lo Yoda, had the Shliach not known that it was stolen goods, he thought that the guy outside, he says, we're just sending him, and the Shliach is bringing me my stuff from the city. Afilu Shochu B'tchile Lignoi V'spata V'chayv HaMashalech, the Shliach will be part of Mashalech will be chayv, because when the Shliach is Lo Yoda, the Mashalech is chayv, there we do say, Yei Shliach L'Vaver. It means the Goyin actually touched our Ramah a few lines before, Mamish to say the same halacha, that we do say, Yei Shliach L'Vaver, when it's a Shaykh. And which we discussed, I think Moish pointed out last week, is that it's not muchach. You don't have to learn pshat like the Goyin. You can learn ma'akash yuada shu geneva, because had he not known, then he would be an oinis, like the Kshak says now with the mashal. He would have been an oinis, and avada, you can't be mechayev the shliach. So you need ma'akash yuada shu geneva to be mechayev the shliach. Because had he not known, then even if we will still say ein shlich devaver even by shayeg, but you can't be mechayev the shliach because the shliach didn't know, he's an oinis, like the Shach says here. So therefore, the Ramah had to say ma'akash yuada shu geneva. So it's not muchach. The goyin, what the goyin plugs into that Ramah is lechayev not muchach. You don't have to say that Ramah's paskin yeshlik l'dvavei b'shegi. Fine. All right. Let's finish up here. Zakt Ramah ayin be'avenezer simin peivav ish shemakra or mishkano v'abal oimish shagan v'mimenu. Over there, we'll talk about a different halakha. Fine. Let's try to do tonight's simin shimem tes is fairly easy. Hopefully, Mitzrayim will be able to do the whole simin. Just basic, simple halachas. Din isha ve'eved ve'katan shaganvu bay hei se'ifim. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha shaganvu. Say a man, say a woman who steals. Chayovim l'shalim. No matter what, even though the pasuk, this man points out, even the pasuk says ish, it doesn't mean lafuki. And isha avada, isha is also chayiv. Chayovim l'shalim. Novos, elo she'eshis isha ganvu. If it will be an eshis, if she's married, it may not karen ben, oy chilufa, if the karen is not ben, or the exchange of the karen is not ben, ein lo memal l'shalim, she has nothing to pay back with. And therefore, she will not be chayev, she won't pay achet tisalmen oitis iskayish until she becomes a widow or until she becomes divorced. Because as long as she's married, she doesn't have any assets to pay back. Like the Gemara says, pigiyos and ra. If the chayev lu ba'acherem, the mazik other people, there's no way to get payment from them. They don't own anything. All her ma'isi yadayim, machakonti yishakon abayla, all her ma'isi yadayim belong to her husband. So mele, she doesn't have any money. So Memela won't be negeya when to be chayiv. If she has the keren ben, so if it's your chayfis, you take your chayfis back. But if it's not ben, then she's going to be pato, or you won't have. She won't be able to pay you back. I should say, actually, to someone, it is garish.
If her husband gives mishas, then she would have chayiv.
Yeah, if her husband wants to pay for her, which is ma'isam b'chayim, they do. Kisei, the car accidents, women are in car accidents, of other the husband's pay. It's mamish. Yeah. I would say weekly. What? Could be they don't know. A lot of them do know enough of Pekin. That's tough.
Late doesn't have a apartment? Yeah. Why can't you say that she doesn't have money?
She talk it doesn't, but dear, the husband is chayv to bring her kabanis.
Why?
The way I recall, I believe it's part of the ksubo. I think Rashi brings down the Tosefta that the husband brings her wife's kabanis. That's why by Shalanda what the gears in the Tosefta was, but that when she's when she gets divorced, says the Lashon and the Shaiva to take care of the Kabbanis. But yeah, the husband brings her Kabban and Faket, and that's Yaitzi, her din of her Kabban too, even though it's his money. And like much we once spoke over, Rav Nissen Taina, therefore the husband could give his money for her from Matanas of Yainim, and she'll be Makaim the din of Matanas of Yainim, just like he could bring her Kabban. It's the same type of Alamdis. Right. Right. This einish of chiyav einsin. I don't know if you say it on all einsin. Yeah.
Is that true if she works?
So even if she works like this, the halacha is, if she supports herself or stam. If she says any mezainis veini oisa, means don't support me, don't pay for my mezainis, and therefore it's my maisi adayim, then avada she could keep her maisi adayim. True. However, if she doesn't say that, and it's just that she happens to be the breadwinner of the family, she's the one who works, but she never exercised that right. She never said any nizaynis vein eisa. That's already a machlokes marit aran. It's a tumah piskachuva brings down the nevenezah. If it works automatically, that maisi daima hers, it's still his until she exercises that. The Chazanish points out correctly. I mean, doesn't mean it's come. It's very gishmak avot. Chazanish says that as long as the husband supported his wife the first week of marriage, so then that's it. For Loilam Ved, the Maisi Dayim going to belong to him. Why? Because the first week I supported you, so therefore your Maisi Dayim belong to me. So then the second week that I support you from your Maisi Dayim, so what? But those Maisi Dayim are already mine. And then the third week, it continues. You'll never have it unless you take exercise any Nizayim Svein Yosef. But to say Stam, that because she's the one who's supporting, he's not being mazing her, therefore her Maisi Dayim belong to her, it's not true. It would only be true if from the beginning, from the time of the Chasna onward, he never supplied Mizayim to her. But if he did it the first week, then forever after, her Maisi Dayim are his. And Mamela, he's supporting her Mizaynis for the next week from her Maisi Dayim, which is now his. And it keeps on going. And Mamela, unless she exercises the halakha. What do you mean?
more than a week stay in a week.
If she spends it more than. I don't know if I'm shuldik for that. I'm only shuldik to give her basic necessities. You mean if she doesn't make enough? If she doesn't make enough, so then who does? So it must be me. So then Vaita, the Maisi Adayim will belong to me.
But you say that she doesn't have assets, they're legally assets of her name, that doesn't matter.
You have to know Api Halacha, what that hack. Api Halacha, Machikon Tisha Konabayla, will belong to him, unless he gave her a matana that she should have it, which we'll see. You know, let's see the Sma.
What about the Sma? She's not to pay it back, it's not a gay,
if she takes her vase, how could she pay back the vase? She never has. Yeah, but it could be that if she's lofsa from a Zionist, he'll be chai for those, for to pay back that halva. It's part of a Zionist. It's part of his chiv to provide with a Zionist, is to provide, pay back the halva from a Zionist could be. All right, well, that's its cost.
The husband is how it goes.
No, so if that happens, I'm telling you, but if that happens, as long as she doesn't exercise any Zayin Zvenesa, it could be he'll still own. That's my clerkess. He might still own the Maisi Adayim. All right, let's see the. If she took the Gneva and she sold it and now has money in its place, the item that she got in its place of the Gneva, that's also banned, that will also go to the Nignam, that he also will let her collect from.
And then if she buys something with that money?
As long as you can keep on, you have a paper trail, you know that it was a constant chain, so all that chains, the Nignam will still be able to get from. Sorry? Avada, she has a chiv. In fact, Asma says, Avada, we paskin right now that she's going to pay, but she can't pay till later.
Why can't we force her to say anything zayin zayin? She has masi dai.
I don't know. She's mochiv to say anything zayin
yoisa. Right now.
Right now, she doesn't own anything.
Tell her.
Sure. She'll play it when her husband dies.
She needs enough money to support herself plus extra.
Right. Why don't you force her to say any Zayin Zayin? I didn't see.
She doesn't make money to eat.
No, I didn't see anyone who says you can force her to say any Zayin Zayin. Yes, yeah, there's a different Eitz. Let's see this man, and we'll talk about more Eitz. Look at this man, Sivkotin Beis. She'esh she'gon v'nokat esh she'esh shlafuke amona ugrusha ubasul l'gedoyla. If you're not, but kids, any lady who's not married, a widow, divorce, if she's divorced or she's a teenager, the yesh lehen mimal shalim miyad, there they have what to pay right away. Avad that she's going to be chayav. Mashen kein isha she yesh labal the chala shalom hechnisa mistam labayla. Anything that she owns, she was machnas labayla, and anything that she buys, kol macha kanti she kana bayla. And I'll take it to the next step. The mechaben even ezah in siman pehei yisef ala paskins, even if somebody else gives her a matana, a menash, she ain't labayla rishus ba, way we paskin, the makaba paskin, it doesn't work. The baal still owns the item. It has a din, next thing malog. But the baal still is eichel peris, and she cannot use that to pay the nignav with it, because the baal has a kadim, the baal has a schut to eat the peris at that item. You can't get around the baalim's grip on her nechasim. The only way out, the Mechaber says over there, the only way out is if you masnev, the nisin is masnev, but gufa matana with all, and it says that not just I'm not shilin ba'al shizba, I'm giving it to you only for this tafkid, kach ve'kach. So then it's earmarked for that tafkid, so it has to remain that tafkid. So if someone would give her matana, here's money, and the tafkid is only to pay back the nignav, then yes, and then she'll be able to take the money and pay back the nignav. But if you give the money to her and say, I'm not shilin ba'al shizba, tough, the ba'al still has a right to have nixon. It's like a dim nixon. Look, he has still a right to eat peris and mamela. You won't be able to sell that item. However, continues the sma, this is a beautiful eitzah. Zok the sma, ubesayf simin shin nun vav shimam vav nisbar dim yesh lo nixon malug. If she'll have nixon malug, chayeves limkor miyad, she's mechuyif to sell her nixon malug b'toyves hana u'leshalim haker and ayin shom b'drisho b'tun tov kavdala sefyo, which the Machabov and Sefyod and Ramad and Siftes both say that by Mazak we do the same thing. She has nixon malug, anything that she yarshin, anything that someone gave, I'm not saying shalom ba'alav shuspa, anything that she brought into her marriage, all that is nixon malug. It means she retains bailus on the item, just her husband has a right, a schus, to be eichu peris on that item. So what she could do then is l'moshal lachem me'avesim of a husband. Husband dies, she'll get back those items. So she could go to a buyer and say, "Look, I have $1 million worth of assets of nixon malug my husband's eating from. I'll sell it to you. On the tzad, my husband dies before me, and I'll end up getting my chfeitzim back. Then you'll have the ownership, you'll acquire those, I mean acquire it now, but then you'll have the schus to keep those items. On the tzad that he survives her, the husband outlives her, so you buyer, you're going to lose everything because the husband's going to yashin it and you're not going to get anything. But on the tzad that she outlives him, so she'll get those assets, so then you'll be able to get those assets and you'll be able to keep those assets. So if it's $1 million worth of assets, it's you're talking someone will pay 10%, 10 cents on the dollar, $100,000, then on the tzad she outlives him, he'll own these items. He might have to wait 30 years to get it. You see people buy these life insurance policies on other people. They're hoping, they daven every day these people should die. So here too, this buyer will buy it and he'll daven every day she should die. And Mimela, he'll get the item. What's it worth? Now, if his tools don't work and she dies first, he's stuck. He's not going to get anything. But if she outlives him, he'll get the chveitim, right? So you have such a musig. So Mimela, if there's enough value there, even if there's not enough, whatever value there is, she should sell her nixon malug to be able to raise capital to pay off the gneva.
Why only the Karen?
Sorry? In which case says Karen? Oh, l'shalim Karen. You mean lafuke kefal, you mean? why shouldn't, well, first of all, we don't pass in kefal bezman hazai, but you mean if we had paskin kefal,
what do you mean? You mean the gneva, because the
whatever the carrot of the Gnev is, that should be mechuyev to do. All right, fine. So this is the call it a practical aid. So this is the way to go about this halacha, is that she should sell off her nixon malug, and like this, and she's going to take a big hit because she's going to have to find a buyer. She's going to have to give a real discount to get someone to buy such a risk. So mamela, maybe that itself will be encouraging for the husband to pay her bill, and that this way she'll be able to keep those assets. Otherwise, she'll be mamish penniless. The second he dies, she'll be penniless. Fine.
What do you mean the husband doesn't want to pay her bill?
Well, if the husband wants to pay a bill, it's not a problem. We're talking about whether the husband doesn't want to pay the bill. If the husband doesn't want, then pig yosin ra. I just want to stell on something. It says, "Im ena keren ben oy chilufa." Vaisois, if the chiluf of the keren is ben, the nignav has a right to go after it. Means that which we say, "Mashakonsi shakana baila," was never gazak by gneva. The baal's not going to be kind of the gneva to stop her from returning the gneva, and so too anything she exchanges the gneva for. She sells it, the money that she gets for the gneva, the baal won't be koina. Then she buys something with it, that item, the baal will never be koina any dava gonav and its chilufa, the mela, she has that money to pay back the nignav.
What is this din of chilufa?
What do you mean?
Is it din always in gneva, let's say somebody steals something, such a din as the after a show is gneva al chilufa?
No.
What's the special?
Sorry, that you're 100%. I have a problem here understanding this halacha. I mean, I understand why the baal, let's say, perhaps won't be koina the gneva chilufa, but just take it apart. What really took place? She stole an item, and she sold it. So let's say I sold it to a pawn shop. I don't know. I sold it to somebody who doesn't realize it was a davar gonav. I have no right to sell a gneva. I can steal your shirt. Doesn't work. Unless you say yish with shinir rishos. So if that's the case, tanahia, it means if there's yish and shinir rishos, and the kinin was chal, so then the money that was paid for the goods is legit, and that money is mine, and for some reason we have to say that the Baal was not koine that money because it came out from Zekaneba, then I hear we have a case where she owns something and she can give it to the Nignav. But let's say there was no yish yet. So she took a Gneva, she sold it, she thought she sold it, really she didn't sell it because she can't sell someone else's item. The buyer thought he was buying something, he was bought the Brooklyn Bridge, doesn't work. So that which the buyer paid her is also a joke, he didn't pay anything. It really still belongs to the buyer. So now she's holding on to the buyer's money, which is a twice ganef. She stole chayfetz, then she sold the chayfetz to someone else, sold to the Brooklyn Bridge, took money, so now she stole money. I don't know, it's not her money. Now comes along the Nignam and says, I want to take this money. How can the Nignam take this money? What's going on? It doesn't make any sense. He's taking a buyer's money. It's not her money. It belongs to somebody out there in the shuk. Someone else's item. Elamai, that guy, I don't know, gave up. I don't know, that guy you can't track down. That guy's a guy. I don't know. Moshe said, see why that guy's not getting the chefetz back, getting his money back. So I think then the husband should keep the item. The money. I mean, if for some reason she somehow is zeiche in the money, not machmas the gzele. It wasn't really an exchange for the gzele because the mechir to that buyer never took place. It was never really a legitimate mechir. So the money wasn't the make gneva. It was that money. I fooled you. I went to a guy, I sold him gneva, and he gave me money thinking it's a mechira, it was no mechira. So astam, it's matakam. I did matakam. I have to clap al chait. I took money. So that money, the chayr, if I'm zeichin, my husband should be zeichin it. How you have a case that she got something that now he can go after that money? I don't understand it. Who has to return the money? The woman has to return the money to the buyer. So that's it. So how could she now give it to the nigna? So if it was yish and it was yish with shinir rishos,
she has rechiv to return that money.
Lachaira, if that chefetz she took from the guy was stolen, right? Which it was sort of stolen, right? That chefetz is banned. Lamarsha, when you have mekach toys, so maklok is yishayin. But let's say a simple case of mum. This is worse than mum. But mum, there was a mechira and the guy tainted mekach toys. So he undid the mechira lemafreya. Okay, now the money is still banned by the seller, and he didn't spend the money. It's maklok is yishayin. The buyer might have a right to demand that very same money. That's my money. You're holding to my money. There was no mechira. I now undid the mechira retroactively. This is 10 times better. This is, the mechira never started in the first place. You thought, you tricked me. You thought you were selling an item to me. You played it with me. You were selling a Brooklyn Bridge. It wasn't yours. It was from Brooklyn.
Before he would find the moon in that case.
Sorry?
Before he would know about the moon.
Then if she sells it, then the chayr, it's kayim. Then she could sell it. But here, this never was chal. The gneva was never chal. Who didn't know about it?
The person who...
But the ish knows about it. The ish is the ganav. She knows about it. So now she has money that was never chal.
She's not going to undo it with my gaftais.
I understand. No, but we know that the mechir was never chal. She tried to sell something that never belonged to her.
The mechir is not chal even before the buyer comes along.
L'chayra. L'chayra. It's a gneva. Could I sell your shirt? If I sell your shirt to someone, is the mechir chal just you could undo it? Or I'm not the buyer to sell your shirt. So if that's the case, so how come we, the Bezin, are forcing her to take this chilufa of and give it back to the nigdav? It doesn't belong to her to give it. It belongs to the buyer.
What's the problem with saying that it's
after no problem. If you want to say it's only if the yish, I have no problem. You can say kastam, I'll make it better. Stam gneva is yish bailim, so it's pashas is the case.
Is that the case? Should the money go to the husband? Or?
Then I can hear it. Maybe they were never misakin. The husband owns money that came machmas gneva.
What's wrong? She wasn't allowed to sell, right? She is not a hetter.
Correct.
So if it's not a hetter, but she did, but she sold the other person's item.
Right.
Belongs to that person.
Belongs to which person? To the
Nignam.
Okay, maybe if that's how it works, I don't know, but if that's how it works, fine. So you want to say in the whole... But he's not allowed to take it. Chotch isn't an excuse. How could he take someone else's money?
Could he
be Makadosh and Nisha with this money? It's not his money. It belongs to the buyer. I have an Eitzah. It's a Doichik Eitzah. The Eitzah is like this. That since Yena, the buyer, is holding on to my chavitz, so the buyer stole from me, right? So the buyer owes me money too, right? I mean, Betzim, I could go to the Isha for stealing from me, and now if she sold it to the buyer, I can go to the buyer for stealing from me, right? So he owes me. And also, she owes the buyer money too, because the Mechir wasn't Chal. So she owes the money back to the buyer. So she owes the money back to the buyer, and the buyer owes me. So maybe I'll shibud it on us, and I'll take the money from her. She owes money back to the buyer. The buyer owes me, so I'll take that money back. I'll shibud it on nothing. A lot going on here, it doesn't say. And Varun's, I didn't see anyone who tells what's going on. And the only thing I saw is Rekiv Ego, he says, Ayim b'shukunok evanez, simin tzadi siftes, that over there, it says, halakha faket. Over there is a case that she sold Nixi Mulug when she had no right to sell it. And over there, the halakha is that she has to return the money, or he, the husband, if she died, and her husband was Yashim the Chayfet, so he has to return the money back to the buyer. And Shulchanok over there says if it's banned, but if it's not banned, even Chilufov, you don't have to return. So it sounds like Rekiv Ezek asking a steer, why over there Chilufov, you don't have to return, and here Chilufov, you do have to return. But I didn't see anyone who really like discussed what's going on here. At the Kanis Ashuk by Gzela Tegedin, by for that buyer. So that buyer were able to keep the Chayfetz. No, but Kozishuk still says he has to give me back the Chayfetz. I just have to pay him money. Oh, you mean, so you're saying there won't be Shibud Rav Nosson, what I'm saying? I hear. I mean, if it's a Kozishuk, Ashok, so he'll get back. No, but he'll still get back the money from her. He'll still owe me the Chayfetz, so I'll have to give him money, but she also has to give him money. I mean, so that washes it out. I hear. I can't say, so maybe it won't be Shibud Rav Nosson. I hear. Okay, so making it even worse. Okay, so the only answer we have here is it'll be Yish already, and then we have Yish with Shinu Yishus. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Beis, Eishes Ruvain, Hishilo the Eishes Shimon Chafetim v'yotzo ko be'ir shenignavu, and it came out, it was stolen. It means one lady lent another lady an item to use, and now it came a ko be'ir shenignavu, it was stolen. Im Shimon, that's the husband of the second lady. Im Shimon is moide shechafetim bo'o lushusay ve'eno yedei manasabem. He has no idea what happened to the item. He's playing dumb. I have no idea what happened to your chafetz. Tzarech lishava, he must swear she'enom b'shusay. He has to make one shua that it's enom b'shusay. V'shaloi shalach behem yad. He has to make another shua shaloi shalach behem yad. The gam ha'isha tishava, and the isha also has to make a shua she'enom b'shusay. She'll have to pay her back. Bekitzo, what the mechab is mechadish, that not only do you go after the isha who borrowed, you can go after the isha's husband. How do you go after the isha's husband? So the Sma brings down, which is really the Tshuva Sarash, is that you can be mashbiya, even though it's a tiny suffix, I have no idea that the Baal did something here bad. I have no idea the Baal was involved at all. But it's Reglaim Ladova. I lent your wife an item. You have no idea what happened to the Chayfetz. You're playing dumb. You must be in cahoots with your wife. You must have did something. And therefore, I want you to make a shvua that you have no idea where it is. It's not in your rishos. It's, even though it's only a tiny suffer, but Reglaim, even though normally you need a shvua, says it's a tiny sbari, but when it's Reglaim Ladova, that something smells over here, then you're allowed to make a shvua even on a tiny suffix. I could give you a shvua that shaloi shalach ben yad also. Sounds like, I don't know why, but it sounds like it's fishy. It sounds like he must be using the item too. And if I can make a shvua shaloi shalach ben yad, because if you're shalach ben yad, you're shoshalim midas, you're a ganef. So I can get that shvua as well. And the tour goes even the next step, and the sman sivkan hey brings from the tour, that you also have to swear gam shaloi pasha basha nigna. V'chen kasam maram leo bagos sev simen tzadivov, the Ramah paskin tzadivov, that you actually make a third shvua, which is shalai pasha ba. And that, the Beda Kabayis didn't like, the Ksoi springs it down, everyone jumps, that the Baal is not a shamer on this item. The only way to get to the husband, he didn't borrow it, so he's not a shamer. The only way to get to him is because it looks fishy that he must be playing a game here, and he's stealing the item. So I understand why you can make a shvua, it's Eino B'shusay, maybe he's stealing, he's sitting on it. And I understand why you make a shvua shalai shalak bayad, maybe he's used it, he was a shalai shalai midas. But how do you make a shvua that he was loy pasha? Let's say he was pasha. He's not a shamer. Who cares if he was pasha? A shamer has to be careful not to be pasha, but not a baal. So what's going on that you're making shvua shalai pasha? So I tell you, any shvua, you have a shvua's heses. He's taken out a shema, I give him a shvua's heses. And normally shvua's heses need a tiny's bari, but when it's fishy, even when it's reglaim ladav, you can make a shvua's heses even when it's not a tiny's bari.
Who's the tiny? Tiny's on him or
the tiny's on him? Tiny's on him. You must be playing games here. What do you mean? You don't know where the chavitz is? She borrowed a car. Have no idea where your car is. You don't know where the car is? Are you crazy? You don't like lose a car. Like, what do you do? What do your wife do with the car? Have no idea. It sounds funny. So it sounds funny. It sounds like you're in the plot with your wife to steal my car. So I'll make you make a shur.
Why is
this?
Because
the Adishi
she was
my yeah, but he does. That's Fush Alak. If she borrows something, he doesn't become a borrower on the item. Fush Alak. He's not Kai. That's halakha. Why should he have dinim? He has dinim to be owned an item, but he doesn't have dinim that he's a shayel on the item. No, it's not like an eved mamish. We give him schusim in what she got. He doesn't have a schusim in what she was. No, it's not true. There is a halakha that if she borrowed and she told her husband about the borrowing and she gave it to him and he used the item, when he used the item, then he turns into a shayel. Yeah. But till he used the item, or if he didn't even know about it, Havadi's not going to be a shayel. So why over here? So that's what the Mechaba left out, that last shvua. The Rama who brings down that last shvua is a pila. How do you bring down shalei pashaba? So the Sma learns that somehow the husband turns into a shayim and everyone blasts, it's not true. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say a deichik when the Ramah said over there Shalei Pashaba Shenigna means that he wasn't in cahoots with the Gan. If he didn't allow it to be stolen so that he should share in the Geneva, he'll get a commission in this. So that's what Shalei Pashaba, he didn't, that we're getting him that he's like sort of a chalek and maganet, that he's also a ganet. But otherwise, the chayde, he doesn't have a shur of Shalei Pashaba. So if he doesn't know about it, he doesn't know about it. It's fine. Let's try to finish this in a few quick halakas. Gimel. Katan shenganav, if a kid steals, a minor steals, machzirin keren labailim, you have to give back to keren labailim, imhu be'en, if it's be'en. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out here too, oy chilufav, even if it's not be'en, if he sold and he got something in its exchange, that also has to go back. And just to point out, there's a Ksav Soifa who holds that a cotton, since a cotton is not a chiv, he has no averis, so he doesn't have a din of leisigzol, he also doesn't have a chiv ve'eshav either. So the reason why you're taking back this item must be because the maisa belongs to the nigdash.
Because he gave
the kid.
Yeah.
All right.
So
how does it pass chilufav? If the only way is yichv shinim rishus, so here there's no shinim rishus, nothing works. So the money belongs to the buyer. So here it's going to be worse. Okay, the mechaber left it out. But you mean let's say what? Maybe that's why the mechaber left it out. Hey, if the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says it over here, very good. Aruch HaShulchan says oy chilufav here too. V'meino be'en, and if it's not be'en, he's pato af la'ache sheyagdil, even after he becomes an adult. That means if he bought something, he stole something as a kid and he lost it. And now he becomes a big boy, he's potter. He came with Pigyas and Roy. He's not responsible for the actions that he did when he was a kid. And God the Sma points out that before, I didn't say it over, but who had din cherish and shaita, the same din like a cotton, Pigyas and Rav. There's a Piskechuv over here, that the Piskechuv brings from the Shvus Yankiv, the two chalukim. First of all, he says that if the cotton ate the item when he was a kid, he derived hanof from the item, then the cotton will be chayiv. But just like we, there's a din in Reish Lamed Hei by Ketanim that things that he derives hanof from, like when he borrows, he's chayv to pay back. So too, since he stole and he derived pleasure from it, he'll have a chiv to pay it back. That's one din that Shvus Yankov says. And the second din Shvus Yankov says is even though he's potter, when he didn't derive pleasure from his potter kishigdil, but avadi is chayv. Well, his lashon is bebolat zidei shemayim hu bichayev, and he's come from in Shemem Gimel, I believe he comes from in Arachayim. Over there, it says that a cotton should do tshuva when he grows up for the maisim that he did when he was a kid. And the Mishabru brings down that if he stole or he's mazik when he was a kid, then latzay zidei shemayim or midi. Actually, lefnimish, I think his lashon lefnimishur sadin, he should give it back because the paisim proved that a cotton is really not even chayiv latzay zidei shemayim. But I guess it's the next step, not a chayiv latzay shemayim, but midis chasidis oy lefnimishur sadin, he should pay back when he's an adult, but he doesn't have a chayiv to pay back unless he has ano. That's the Shvus Yankov. The Erech Shai disagrees and brings kama v'kama rayas, not like the Shvus Yankov, that even if he derived hanav from the item, he still will not have a chiv. And there's a true smaram shik like that. There are many, many poiskim who argue the Shvus Yankov. I guess Shvus Yankov is kamara yochid bedova. And it's no shaykhis to Reish Lamed Hei. Reish Lamed Hei is that the chazal masakin that a cotton, kishigi loinus aputis, that memkar memkar, they could buy, they could sell, they could do just basic things to be a human being, part of society, that the people should deal with them in business. One of the things is, if they borrow, we allow them to borrow and they allow them to pay back. There's a chiv to pay back, because if not, they'll never be able to borrow. No one's going to lend the money to God knowing that he'll never pay back. So they created a chiv that the cotton to pay is back. But Dr. Eshai, that passes when a guy is borrowing. When a cotton stealing doesn't pass the sort, what are you going to say? That will be masak and he should pay back. Why? Because otherwise people won't allow him to steal. It's coming shalom midas abhaylam. We're not allowing to do it. We're not engaging in business with him. So it doesn't pass the whole takono. So it doesn't pass the takono. So avad is not going to be chayv. He's a cotton. Pigyos and raw. And even if he was nener from the item, la halacha, pasha, that's halacha. We go like most paiskim, that even if he's nener from the item, he's going to be potter. All right, let's try to finish up two more quick halachas. Eved sheganav machzirin keren lambaylam imhu be'en, the same halacha as like a cotton, pigas and ravim. Einu ben, if it's not be'en, ein ba'olav chayv l'shalim. However, nishtachre eved chayv l'shalim im yeshloi, if just like an isha when she gets divorced, so to an eved when he becomes free, then he'll be able to have money, then he'll be chayv. Means be'etim an eved is chayv to pay, b'yisoid. He's like an isha, just he has no money to pay, because majakon eved kon a rabbi. But when he becomes free and he'll have money, then he could pay. One more halacha. Hey, royal lebezin lahakus hakatanim kifi koyach hakotan ala geneva kedei shelo yiyu regilim bo v'chein ha-meziku shar nezokim v'chein makim vodim ha-meziku maka rabba shelo yiyu mushulachim lahazek avada as a din musa. You have to train these ketanim and train these avodim not to steal and not to be wild and not to hit people, and therefore, yes, we are even allowed to be make ketanim to make sure that he learns his lesson not to do this again. All right, agutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.